meeting for December 22nd after an executive session that we opened into. The listers also had opened their meeting at 7:30.
Are we taking the floor first?
Yeah.
Wow.
We'll put you on the end.
I'm sure Allie'd love to go first.
Gosh, my bedtime, but I'm hanging on.
Yeah, there's no time to go sleep yet.
So we have been in negotiations with New England Municipal Associates. Excuse me, New England Municipal Consultants. Ryan Silvestri heading up this association for a new assessing firm, so to speak. And we have a number of numbers put together and proposals for the board. Basically, this would be a transition away from Vision, which is the current software that's used. To a proprietary software that this firm uses, because as I'm sure everyone knows, that Gary Fournier is no longer the assessor for the town, and so we are looking to replace that firm. We met with Ryan, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. 2.5 weeks ago. He came in, he did a presentation, he showed us the software, sort of a brief overview of the software, and answered some questions for us, and since then we have gone back and forth with some other questions. Essentially, the Board of Listers would remain in place. He would come in and do the assessing piece of it similarly, but in a much broader format than what Gary had been doing. He would, if the board agrees, he would come in. His first piece would be his assessing agreement, where he would come in and do the pickups, do the new construction, and Candy, chime in if I'm missing something, and also do a lot of the more complex transactions in the maintenance,
subdivisions,
things like that. That
split properties.
Split properties. New parcel creation, mm-hmm. Going forward would assist with grievance hearings, BCA hearings, as part of the contract. This new software, because we are obviously not in a current reassessment year, but because we are transitioning, would require a reassessment, which would not be scheduled until the 2027, spring of 2027, going into 2028. And so in the meantime, we would be transitioning out of Vision, but would require to keep Vision for a year while we do that, as well as move everything over to this new CAMA software. It's a lot more user-friendly, it's more robust, it has a lot more features that are user-friendly. We can get more specific.
Yeah, and like, so when we decided that we wanted to start the journey of finding a new assessor for the town. You know, we went out to a lot of different companies and to get them for proposals, and, you know, they really stood out. And one of the reasons why they stood out was not just because of the technology, which I'll get into as well, but I was always nervous about the fact of someone coming in, not really being familiar with, like, a mountain town, right? You got a lot of difference, it's like a hometown, right? There's a lot of different value associated with that. And significantly wide ranges of bills that you get, and they'll be assessing, right? And their main thing, too, is I pull back into, you know, what we're seeing now with some of the appeals that we've been getting. Really hard for us to articulate how exactly do we get there, right? We use Vision, but if we could sit there and not really, you know, even the, you know, our past assessor wasn't that great at telling an individual how we got here. This software tells us exactly how we got there in, like, very layman terms. It's not just about the comps, but it's also about build and quality and everything else in between. And also thickness of walls is one of the things that they calculate. So, like, everything that we've had hurdles with, this software tackles. And then also, they already do a lot of, you know, mountain towns. They do mm-hmm. Woodstock, Weston, Manchester, Dorset,
Ludlow.
Ludlow. Burlington, Brattleboro, Dover, like
New Thing.
And they also have a team, it's a company, right? I think one of the hurdles that we've had, and once again, I'm kind of commenting on this a little bit at the tail end, but, you know, there's only one guy doing it, and, you know, and that all works well when he's able to show up and do his job, but not, this company has backup, right? It's not just one person. And so I think that benefits the town as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I spoke with two of his references, one being a lister in Ludlow, the other being a lister in Newfane, who have gone through the reassessment and they sung their praises. They get back to them. They follow. They stick to their contract. They are very easy to deal with. They could not say enough wonderful things about Ryan and his team. So I thought that was promising. And they still have a board of listers. So some towns don't, but these towns do, which I thought was important because we obviously have a board of listers as well.
I'm never familiar with the SAFE software, Vermont Pride, is coming into play.
Correct. And that's one of the reasons, that these guys stood out was that they were willing to work with us on this. We were not set up in a great place between Vision and the new SAFE software of VT Pride, which we could be pushed into as soon as April of this year. It's not looking good. It might be pushed off another year, but our Vision software will not roll over into Vermont Pride. They have not worked with us at all on this. But they.
Oh, you tried.
I tried.
Yes.
I did. I have emails for since 2023. I have emails back and forth trying to get this straightened out. These guys have a fix for it, but it's going to be an in-between. We're going to be in an in-between. Everybody's going to be in a, what was that?
Upside down. Like
yeah, it's going
Stranger to, Things.
Yeah. It's going to be, what do we call that? An override. Everyone's mm-hmm. going to be on override until the reappraisal. They have a way of doing this. He just, when Beth spoke with him earlier, he said that we don't even have to do the spreadsheet that he had us set up to do, that he's figured out how to incorporate the 600 parcel error code we were getting out of Vision.
Which
so
sounds great.
That was another.
Does all this cost a significant amount more?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How could it not?
Well, I figured as much. I mean, yes. Well, I don't mean to like cut you guys short, but you know, like we trust you.
But it's a lot.
Well,
it's
how
a
much
lot.
Is it?
So the money part. So his monthly contract for his assessor agreement would be $3,800 a month.
Compared to $5,000 to $6,000 a year to Gary.
Right. She has those numbers. I don't. And the when we get to the reassessment, he has cut us a bit of a deal there because of the initial software transition.
You ready for this one? Yeah, it's a big one.
This is the initial buy-in?
The initial...
Ready? $256,650.
So there's the assessor
contract
and the
$256,650
That's the one-time reappraisal that we can budget over two years.
But no,
paid
we
out in increments.
Correct.
This is a copy of the reappraisal.
We have to do a reappraisal. This is to get us into the new software.
Right.
This is just to get us in.
And then it's every
it's
6 years.
More or less, and then, the state will direct us, and that's all dependent on how the markets change. Because
but is that...
This is a one-time cost, kind of?
This is whenever we probably have to do a reappraisal.
Yeah, it's probably going to land exactly the same time that we would need to do a time reappraisal.
But we
would have... So is this big number... Because they're just coming in and doing this for the first time. I mean, is this likely going to be carry out
for
to
Gary?
6 years? It's going to be another $400,000 by then?
It depends. Or, yeah, that depends on the markets and how we sit with the states.
Wasn't
directive on where you can be at
Wasn't Gary's like 150,000?
Gary was 103 or 130.
Okay.
That was a full reappraisal and not just a statistical update that he's also done.
The last that
might be something down the road.
With one person.
Because you can't, there's different types of reappraisals. There's a full-blown reappraisal, which is what this is going to be, so these new people can get into and get into everything they
can. Yeah, it's what they
and
need
And then
to
there's
set up.
Also a statistical update, which probably would be cheaper because that's just adjusting things to the market. You don't get in and revalue everything in there. You just look at the individual properties and group them together and come up with a statistical change. Everything's gone up 20%.
Yeah, well, I guess that was my question. Is this big number because they're doing the full Monty, and then 6 years from now it may not be as bad because their system is already built?
Do we have any other options?
No, none. That got back just because of we're using Vision.
And Vision told us they weren't interested.
And all the other ones said that they would come on board once we get
We flipped over.
Yeah, completely. It's for a new
Which
new
is
system.
A monumentous task.
So,
if you look at the fact that all these other towns in the vicinity and
there's more?
Yeah.
Oh, let's have them, Danny.
Okay, so then the initial cost of the software is going to be $10,700.
But they said
plus
they would give us a discount on that.
So the... Yes, but it's coming off. The contract number was more, and he lowered the contract number to subsidize the cost of So the catalyst number.
Right, he can't change certain numbers.
He can't change the
numbers.
Catalyst number because that goes to the software company, but he can subsidize.
Catalyst is the software.
Is the software.
So the 10,700.
Right. So he takes it out of his big. Right. That's fine.
The 10,700 is for the initial cost of the software.
Right.
And all the stuff that comes with it, but there's also an annual cost of $8,450, which we will pay both of those the first year. And then, ready for the rest? I got two more.
Here I am.
I have two more figures for you.
Yeah.
Then we have to stay with Vision for a year. Vision is not willing to work with us on any of their pricing. So.
Oh, so we have to maintain our Vision license while we switch it over.
Yep.
What is this, the talent?
CAMA subscription for Vision is $8,366 due by January 1st. And then there's cloud hosting, which is $4,662.
That was the price last April, and last fiscal year it increased 17% over previous year. So I would assume we're going to pay at least $5,000 for the cloud hosting. So,
and we're only going to be using that for 6 months, and they won't give us a reef. They won't give
they're
us
dying.
A prorated, and they won't give us anything. They just said.
So, in terms of bottom line numbers, if anybody's interested, these contracts would start, or the new assessor contract would start on January 1st, halfway through the fiscal year that we're currently in. Assuming all of these new costs. I'm projecting we would be probably $37,000 over budget on our grand risk maintenance line item in the budget for this fiscal year. And then moving forward, obviously, it's a large increase to what we had been paying, but that's just bottom line figures. We're still paying for Vision. This is the cost of the new company and their software, and bottom line, $37,000 more than we had budgeted.
And then, but as we work toward the reappraisal, each year you still get a stipend for a cost per parcel.
We usually get about $15,000 from the state a year for the reappraisal.
That can be used for the reappraisal.
I probably should have had this conversation with the two of you before I asked this question, but there's no way, or is there a way for us to continue to do what we're doing until a reappraisal would happen? And I think the answer is no, but I just want to,
There is. We can keep doing what we're doing, and then we're going to have to go out and do the reassessment. We're going to have to go out and do the reassessments, what we did last year, where we had to go to people's houses and try to figure out what they're worth. And,
we can do that, and then it's going to be triple entry because we don't have anything to back it up. We can do it because it'll just be triple entry.
We would be entering the values and vision, we'd be entering them in the grand list, and we would be entering them in Vermont Park because none of them match.
You'll probably never make a keystroke error.
I've been doing two for the past 25 years.
So, Allie, you have this figured out?
So you do the state and...
I've been doing vision and NEMRIC.
What it's going to cost us
and
to
I do
get
an
out
Excel spreadsheet.
Next year's budget right now for the general fund is looking at about an 18% increase with these costs factored in. What my thought was for the reappraisal was to budget for it over the next 2 years. I wanted to include 60% of the cost in the next fiscal year and 40% following, because it sounded like the workload was heaviest as they were doing field work starting next spring.
But what's 18% real numbers? Because the municipal budget's real low. You don't want people thinking 18% applied to the whole rate, school, tax, and all.
No, it's not. Well,
exactly. So
18% of what?
Yeah.
18% of the bottom line. The bottom line of the budget increased from 1,080,000 to 1,271,000.
But that equates to about what, a penny on the rate?
Probably a little more than a penny. I think probably last year about $120,000 on the budget was a penny on the tax rate.
Yeah.
So we did work with Allison on all of this.
The homestead education tax rate, not the budget, but the tax rate is looking to increase probably 10%. The highway fund is up, I think, 4%. So,
with the school tax rate, because that is kind of an artificial increase.
It's an intentionally artificial increase, because why would we not increase by 10% for the next 4 years instead of jump 50%? You know what I mean?
Exactly. But with this increase, if you negotiate, if you kind of meld the two tax rates together and don't quite bring the school rate up 10%, bring it back a little bit, it wouldn't look quite as bad as having this thrown on top of the school rate increase. Then as you bring that in next year, you know, it can be a little bit, you know what I'm trying to
say? I know what you're trying to say. I fear that what's happening in the education world is going to be a big hit on the tax rate. And
exactly.
I don't want to give people the impression that that's not the case, because it is.
Right.
Well, I think Ken's just trying to say, for the size of the school rate, and you know,
but
well,
also,
Peter to pay fall for 2 years, and then it looks like all.
But also, if we get thrown into a combination
no good way
of if we get thrown into a new school district, then everything
really
we've got in reserve is going to go away. It goes to the greater district and is distributed between whatever towns are involved in that new district. So.
You need to blow it now.
You know, if you use...
Yeah, but if we use all of it too quick...
Well, right, you don't want to use it too quick, but I'm not saying... my suggestion was just kind of whittle it back a little bit so that this increase on top of that increase doesn't make it worse than it has to be.
I mean, I don't know. It seems to me like this is painful, but I don't see any benefit in waiting. That's my opinion. I mean... it's a lot of money, and we are going to be in the hole, but this sounds like a winner for these guys, and I think ultimately for us.
I think it's not even just for us right now. What I really liked about the software and also the information going forward is that it's for any listener, and it's incredibly easy to access on this new software system, and listeners in the future can go back second that we started using it, you know, 10 years ago, they can go back and see all those notes, right? And pull all that data. The other thing I will say is that some of the towns that, you know, he's done locally, and talked to us about, you know, there's more of a reassessment time period, but he had properties that, you know, they were paying the town on an assessed value of $2 million, and he got in there and he said it was $8 million. You know, this was a property in Dorset that you're talking about. But I think in the long term, this will help the town in the bottom line as well. But it is not cheap. And I was surprised when I got the numbers because I've never seen a proposal before.
It's a lot.
So I got a little sticker shock there. I'm not going to lie.
Several years ago, we talked to some experts that specialized on ski resorts.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what the figure was. It was higher than this.
Yeah.
Just for the resort.
Yeah. No, and that's where I like really do like what, you know, the towns that they do are, and that's the majority of Stratton's homeownership, right? The second home on the ski resort. And so we need to be able to have a system and individuals in place that are being able to appraise them at an equitable fair market value, right?
I also think that they would be very good when it came to the BCA level, and they were representing the listers at the BCA. I believe that they would be very, very good at letting you guys know.
Yeah,
and they
have a team.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't think would be true though.
Yeah, we wouldn't. No, he wouldn't at all. He'd be able to go. I put him on the spot multiple times, and he I also think that he is good enough that we would have to utilize Bob less, right? Because, you know, the data that he's providing and evaluations are so accurate throughout.
And he is one of the owners of the company.
What's the bottom line on the contract?
The contract here, there was a couple things though. We did change them? Oh, okay, then I don't even have to say the things I changed, right?
is that contract already approved and signed?
Is that the one
if that's the $256,650, that's the new one.
It's at the bottom of the second page, I
believe.
$256,650.
Yeah, that's
the.
The town
have
insurance?
And that's what they
get
initially.
What is the policy?
Correct. Well,
that's what you're paying on a yearly basis for the services after we get into the door.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 grand.
It's the 84.50 with obviously, a percent increase, I'm sure, every year. So
that's about a quarter million to get started, about 60 grand a year to continue.
I mean, it reads at like 3.25 for the first, because that's the initial year plus the software maintenance fee.
Oh.
Plus the reappraisal fee comes out at 3.5.
So reappraisal we're not paying for all in 1 year.
Right. Over 2 years, I have that.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
You pay basically monthly, a monthly installment, but it's based on work in arrears that has been performed. So you're paying a chunk of what you're paying for is, in the beginning, is the work performed for assessment.
Our training has been good.
Look at that, Al. They just gave you one line.
So, and he breaks down. This is an example of an invoice. I don't know if you're interested that he sent me. That is like how he breaks down the percentage of work in each category when he would bill to send to Allison every month. So it will change monthly. It's not a set amount like his assessment agreement.
$38
for his agreement, and then that's really the only one that is a monthly set rate.
And this other bill is what they do for work each month.
And then this other one, the $256,650, is the reassessment.
Yeah, that's the
which,
big one.
That's the big one. And then I believe that the catalyst, all the software, is just a flat one-time upfront annual. Plus the vision is the separate. But the vision one is
this one is yearly.
Right.
This one is the one.
Vision,
right.
Though.
We have to double up with them.
Right,
we have to double up for the first 6 months or a year to get it on.
To transfer the information over.
So at this point, I would recommend that the listeners, if you're satisfied with what you've got there for contracts, take a vote to recommend to the selectmen to accept those contracts, and then the selectmen can vote on the contract.
I make a motion that we hand this over to the selectmen to vote on.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
We recommend.
I'm handing it over to you guys to vote on. I recommend.
And you want a motion?
As painful as it is, I make a motion that we move forward with this.
I'll second Chris's
motion. I do have to say it was a painful recommendation.
Well, nobody's fault. But I think.
All concur?
Yes.
And that one was the only one.
I think when we make it out of the deep end of the pool, this is going to be a good thing. It's a hell of a hit.
It's a big upfront.
It is. It's huge.
What else you got to do? You got to do something.
Yeah. It's a very complex town. As small as it is,
there's
a lot of complexity. To see if anything pays out on Brent's point.
And I think the higher property.
If we're getting better assessments at potentially higher, we may end up with more appeals, but perhaps we increase our receipts.
But the information will be that the appeals will be easier to.
Significantly more accurate.
Yeah. Well, he lives in one property with two of the same
eight.
Endorses.
Now that's going to be serious.
He didn't even appeal it. So he said in the meeting, he's like, I should have done it 9. He's like, I always try to get to a number where I think that it's like,
over $10,000.
They honestly value that, but maybe a little bit above that. And then come back and then the original appeal hearing,
because then there was more equity across the whole town.
Right? And so, that's what he said. I was like, I'm happy that's what you're thinking. Like, working. That's good.
Like, the Zinman, the next one that's going on to the Superior Court, she's complaining because she thinks we didn't assess her fairly, but we didn't know that the two other condos she's mentioning had done interior renovation because they didn't change their
square footage. They don't need it.
Yeah. So by doing, he said that fixed a lot of issues and made things more fair in their town. But it took him a long time to get that. But that's something else that he could
do.
Thanks.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Aye. And thanks to the listeners. This has been a lot of you guys too.
Thanks to Andy's doing a tremendous amount of work. Praised her for.
Brian did
he praised her for the.
I always try to butter up myself.
He was amazed at what I was doing on
her. The amount of manual entry that and
making it actually come out.
Right.
But I have to give all of my experience to Terry. She trained me. She showed me the Excel spreadsheet way.
Is this just a single contract?
I believe, it's on that last page.
If everybody wants to sign it, they could sign. They could all sign it.
It's just
a chair. It asks for Al.
Yeah,
Al.
And on you, Al. If you are interested in copies of these other things, I'm happy to make copies.
That's what you like to adjourn our meeting.
I make a motion to adjourn. The Lister meeting it is 8:27. Meeting adjourned.
Are you guys discussing anything interesting after this?
The budget.
Reducing Lister's budget now.
Yeah.
What?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Chris.
Have a good evening.
Thanks, man.
Merry Christmas and all that good
stuff.
Merry
Christmas.
Yeah.
We probably need to have a meeting, so we'll get a hold of you.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, we can do it around the time that we got to meet with Bob in January. Maybe even on the same day.
Yeah.
All right, thanks again.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Take care, Brad. Have a good night.
So, Greg, did you get a new salary?
He gets a stipend, didn't he? $3,000.
Yeah. He says he does a lot more work.
Only because he has. Oh, because he wants to.
Well, there's a lot of stuff to it, a lot of responsibility on top of it.
Yep.
I wouldn't do it.
No, I don't need it.
No, I don't need it.
So this
I wouldn't do it at all.
This just supersedes everything you gave me today?
Yes.
This is all updates, so I don't need all that. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Are you ready?
Sure.
We'll start with the general fund. And unless you guys want to go through it line by line, I'm kind of just going to touch on the significant changes over last year. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
Yep.
Okay. Obviously, there's an increase to wages. We have a lovely new lady in the office, so there's four of us here instead of three. We just talked about the significant increases to grand list maintenance and the reappraisal fund. So, like I said, planning to fund 60% of the reappraisal through this budget, and we'll do 40% the following year. There's really no other health insurance increase, but we talked about that a couple months ago when I came to the meeting, so we've gone over that. The next page I had highlighted towards the bottom, the schoolhouse fund and the church fund were basically completely depleted this last year by doing stonework around the bottom of both buildings. So I didn't know if you wanted to consider replenishing those, but maybe we wait until a less budget intensive year to have that. I don't know if there's any significant maintenance needed on either of those buildings, but
I don't think there's anything that couldn't wait another year. At some point, both of the buildings are going to need some painting, but I don't, in my opinion, I don't think there's anything that another year.
We'll do it, I'll get the budget so high.
Yeah, exactly, because we took a pretty good hit tonight. So
wait till we don't have a 927% increase.
Yeah.
Get
down to about 800.
Yeah.
All good.
All good.
Somebody will graffiti it.
Yeah, we can get some insurance money.
More
all over.
What are you doing tonight, Greg?
Speaking of the 927% increase, I should have mentioned we're kind of shifting the roles here in the office, and that is represented in the wages as they are reflected here. So Candy's going to be moving into more of the assistant clerk position. So the majority of her wages are there. So that's why you see some large shifts in what's going on in the wages section. But if you care to have a more detailed breakdown, I can send you that spreadsheet as well. That's really it. The third page, and maybe Chris wants to touch on this more than I do, the transfer station. You've had some conversations about possibly increasing rates for some things. So last fiscal year, we paid about $40,000 to have stuff hauled away, and we brought in $12,500 in revenue. So we're certainly not covering our costs down there. That's up to you guys if you want to increase them, I guess, but that's just to bring that point to your attention.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the figures speak for themselves. We're hauling a lot more stuff out of there, like especially the construction gear. It's going out of there sometimes a couple of times a week, where it used to be once a month. And
I can see an increase in that.
Yeah. And I also think that our, I haven't looked at a lot of other towns, but I think our rates are pretty antiquated on what we're charging. Having said that, I don't necessarily want to jack it to the local people, but about a month ago, Mark came to me, as Mark sometimes does, and gloom and doom about this big fee for mattresses, like $50 a mattress we were going to have to pay to get rid of them. So before I took his word for it, I called Randy Dapron, the guy who does our contract, and he said he's not wrong. He said that the mattresses, that they are whacking towns now about $45 a mattress plus trucking to Connecticut. He said they won't assess us that under this contract, but when our contract is renewed in 2029, we're going to be paying a lot more for mattresses. And to give you an example, we're charging $10 a mattress. The cheapest town in this area is Sunderland, and they're hitting their people 34. So I don't know if we want to look at our overall rates and then maybe at some point, either July 1st or maybe next year. And like I say, I'm not trying to stick it to the local people, but I think we're charging way too little, and I think the bottom line reflects it.
When we originally did this, it was done for a reason.
No, I understand.
We had to do it, so we just...
Yeah, right. I get that. And I'm
trying to pay for it. Other towns are trying to pay for it.
Yeah. And I guess the other side of it is we could hold those rates the same if we feel comfortable with that amount of with that big a loss coming in. Well, mm-hmm. if we're only taking in 12 grand, we're paying out 40. If you were in business doing that, you wouldn't be in business. You know,
construction ones should go way up.
Yes,
I would encourage them to get their own tanks.
Yeah, and it would also
what they should be doing
it,
a lot of
and stuff, and it right? would also discourage people coming from out of town with stuff because they're getting a bargain here, but they can still whack their customer the same amount that
right.
Wardsboro or Dover get. And that is happening.
I was going to ask the question: Can a non-resident pay to throw away a mattress at the dump?
Everything's doubled.
But even at the non-resident rates, they're still $14 under,
you
know.
Double.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
we can hang up a sign. Out of towners. Special rate.
Yeah.
I have to check more. Because we don't use stickers or anything.
No, and maybe I need to do it, but maybe we need to look at what some of the towns around us are doing. And, you know, we also may want to look at, like, we're not obligated to take waste oil. And that's getting more expensive to get rid of. And I don't want to pull the rug out from everybody in this town that's used to be able to go, you know, now they're going to have to take it to Brattleboro or take it somewhere else. But I think we need to look at the thing as a whole and come up with some new rates. And maybe I can do a little research when we're not plowing or something like that. Maybe I can look at what other towns are doing and see what Wind Hall's doing and see what different ones are getting. And maybe we can bring our rates a little bit more in line with them. I don't want to turn around and stick it to people.
Yeah.
Because everybody in town has to pay for it.
We do give out the dump passes to residents that identify where they live.
Yeah.
And Mark does check those.
Yeah.
That wasn't always the case, but Mark does check those.
And if he doesn't know who they are, on his little deposit slip, he writes, 80-year-old man driving white Ford Ranger.
Did he do the license plate number?
Sometimes he'll put, like, Connecticut plate or whatever. It always makes me laugh a little bit.
I mean, Mark is a little more on top of it than Scott was, and I'm not trying to throw Scott under the bus. Scott is Scott, but sometimes
Raj had it down pat.
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe we ought to reincarnate Raj and have him start burning the mattresses again.
Raj, life would be good.
But I think our rates are a bit antiquated. But by the same token, I don't want to see us sticker shock everybody. Like, well, what the hell do you mean we're going up? But in 29, we are going to start paying for mattresses, and we get a lot of them in there.
So, I mean, my two cents would just be, you know, like, is there a specific, you know, thing that we feel like we're really getting screwed on, you know, like?
I think the construction debris.
Yeah, and, you know, like, if it's mattresses, you know, like, do we, you know, does everybody know, hey, you know what, Wardsboro is 40, but Stratton's 10, so yeah. just go to Stratton, pay the 20 because yeah. you're out of town.
Yeah.
Tell your customer 65.
Yeah, no, and I do believe that's happening with one particular yeah. guy that's bringing a lot yeah. of stuff in. And I told Mark, I was like, grill him on where this stuff's coming from. You know, but again, I mean, we can't necessarily deny him, but I'd like to see.
Are we allowed to just say, you know, it's for Stratton residents only?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we just said that if somebody from out of town can,
yeah, there's,
can be charged.
Right, yeah. They typically pay twice.
Because the flip side of this, too, is if we jack it up too much, then I'm going to start finding it all over the road. You know, and we already find couches out in the Deerfield parking lot and TVs down by Hugh and Jean's house and everything else. And, I mean, that's kind of stopped. But I don't want to...
Yeah,
well,
no,
I don't think we want to, you know,
yeah.
I mean, I don't think we want to jack it up so high, but I think we are a little out of whack on our rates.
We could jack it up a little bit.
Yeah,
high.
right. And I I'll say this, I thought you might want to hear this from me rather than hear from Mark, because Mark offered to come, and Mark's a lot sometimes, honestly. You know, so I said, why don't I just kind of brief him on it, and I'll keep you in the loop. You know, because we'd be sitting here till midnight listening to, you know, everything that ever happened in Wardsboro and everything else. And I don't think we need to hear that. I think we can make that decision without him. But maybe we need to look at our rates and come up with
over midnight, actually.
Yeah, and maybe I don't know if this July 1st, if we want to pull the trigger on it that fast, but give the people some warning that's saying effective such and such a date, these are going to be the new rates.
We're right now, we're not paying more to have it shipped away until 2029.
Right, but the construction debris we're getting screwed on. I mean, that, you know, between the pull fee and...
More, not
yeah.
because we're paying more.
No, we're not paying more, but we're not charging enough, and it's happening a lot more. And the tipping fee, they're whacking us every time they come to pick that up.
Right.
It's not just by the cubic yard
right.
weight.
Right.
There's like a three, whatever that 300-something bucks is that they're whacking us. And literally, sometimes that thing could almost go out three times a week.
Yeah.
So it's, and the other thing that I am going to throw in there is, and it reared its ugly head this week, the oldest compactor was down for a bit, and all it was an electrical issue, but it is getting old.
You shut those breakers off, right? Yeah. Save power.
Yeah. Well, in Wardsboro, that actually does work, because they have a three-phase converter, so they are burning juice. That's why he was saying that. I got clarification on that from Kevin.
Do you know how many power bills they had to supply?
Holy shit. So we're not three phase, right?
No. Okay. Well, we are, but we don't have to have the converter, and that's what burns the juice. So he's not completely wrong there either. But my point is, I don't even know what one of those compactors goes for, but it's old, you know, and there may come a day when we get whacked with one of those. I mean, so... luckily, we just got away with some repair work to this one, but, you know, it's... Well, that's what I'm saying. We, you know, maybe we just want to consider putting some reserve into the transfer station account in case we do have a catastrophic problem with that dumpster, because both of the guys that came down said, yeah, this thing's... She's getting old. You know, we service them pretty regularly, but, you know... Sooner or later, your boiler's going to crap out, you know, or whatever, you know. So,
yeah.
I'm not saying that we need to do it right now, because we're taking a pretty good hit this year, and we haven't even got to my part of this yet. So, yeah, that's why you should get me the list. but anyway, I do think we need to, and in the next few weeks, I'll see if I can come up with some examples of what other towns are doing, and it might give us a better idea where we want to land. You know, with what we want to do, and then...
Does he have an idea how much comes in and doesn't get paid for?
Well, I think that's even getting better, though, because I think he's actually, you know, I mean... I think he's making a concerted effort to charge people.
Yeah, where it is open all day long. You guys not get around a lot of the time, too.
Yeah.
It's easy for somebody slipping in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I see a lot of stuff coming in. I mean, it's you know...
You just put a lock on.
But I do think we need to look at the rates and you know.
I nominate you.
Yeah, I'll see. I'll do some research, like with some of the other towns, and just, you know, if I mean, I think we want to kind of keep it close to what other towns are doing, and maybe we don't have to try to make it all up in one year. But I think, you know, if it levels that out a little bit, I think it would be a good thing.
That's part of the certification.
Okay.
And I know they gave us hell for changing some direction on there at one time.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the certification that way.
Direction.
Yeah. Huh?
Changing what? What are we changing? Direction, you said?
Yeah. No, the certification
You got to. We're going to raise our fees and not charge us 20 grand. What's the certification?
You got to get a permit for it every 5 years or.
I'll see if I can come up with some examples of what other towns are doing, and we can make a more educated decision, you know, based on that.
Okay. Sounds good.
The only other thing I have to add is that the appropriations figure is not final, but I'll update that and have a final figure for you to sign.
I texted Jake at the fire department and said, step on it. So, and he said he will. He said he's the new chief. So he said he'll talk to Dwayne tomorrow. He has a meeting with him, and they'll get it in.
Awesome.
So is there anything you would like to discuss in more detail, or that's what we're looking at right now?
I don't know anymore.
Do you want to discuss that stipend for the zoning administrator at this point?
I do want to discuss that. I guess that's why I had it highlighted. Isn't that really just up? Why would it be any different? Why would the town need to vote on that if they set the pay for everybody else?
Well, I don't know that it actually needs to, but I do know that the town voted on all stipends for officers, that included meetings and the chair stipend and the ZA stipend and.
Okay.
Everything at a town meeting, but I don't know. I know if you do an increase to the select board, the town has to vote on that. You don't necessarily have to do that for the other fees and
salaries.
Okay,
so at this point, I have included his standard $3,000 a year. So I guess I would be open to hearing what you guys think that should be increased to next year, if anything. This is for zoning administrator.
Well, if I want a raise, I got to go talk to my boss.
Well, you could go for a raise for fire warden, and you can get somewhere there. I don't know.
Well, he asked me to.
Oh, put
that why? Like, what? You know, let's be specific.
We don't want here anyway.
He said that he's the permits that are coming in. He's going, and you know, there's still.
He's being more thorough than we've ever been, probably.
Yeah. It is pretty low for what he does.
We're going to give him a raise to help us stop going and looking at him in the fire truck. I'm kidding. Yeah, I mean,
that's what he gets for a year. $3,000, that's it?
He doesn't get like a fee to go look at something.
No hourly fee or anything.
We should have done it. We gotta start looking at our stipends. We do.
Tell me.
I've read what other towns are making. And
really?
Yeah. So we know other towns got a whole lot more money than we make.
We do a better job.
Well, yeah. We can't raise our prices.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do that at a town meeting.
Did he give any indication of what he thinks would be fair?
No. When he said, like, I got the impression, I think, that he thought he was already bringing in five, but it's three.
He is with the health officer.
Correct.
Oh, right. Okay. That's what it was. That makes sense then. So
if he's going to be paid more, I would like to increase the line in the budget, but it sounds like there's no consensus as to what that amount
should be. Should we have him come in? What are you looking for?
you don't have a meeting. I'm say, but the next meeting is the 12th, and we're getting close to them to finalize the.
When would they sign the?
When's the last raise?
Been $3,000 forever.
I think it's been that way for 20 years.
Yeah.
I think for everything, everything's been that way. Except 20 years ago, Rona was the one that pushed to get a vote on it. And,
So do we kick it up $500 this year?
I'd probably be kicking yes, actually.
You want to quit?
That'd be kicking them in the goal man.
I mean, how many
years? I'd say 7,000.
Ben, yeah. You said 20.
20 years, 20. What do we usually go up?
I was thinking maybe 5. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. I hate to know. You mean going up to a total of 5 or going up? 5?
Yeah, going up to a total of 5.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What have we been raising? Raising 3.5% every year? I'll count on that times 20 years.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Oh, if you did that, you'd be well over 5.
Okay.
I mean, it's. Yeah. It's
I wouldn't want to go any more than double. But
yeah, I don't.
5, see if he's happy. If he's not happy, I'm sure he'll let us know.
Oh. Sounds good. Yes,
so, is that effective July 1?
Yes.
You just got
July
1.
Yeah.
Yeah, next fiscal year, because we're doing it for the budget.
So
we got
really
to go for the
budget.
We don't have the money
until
to pay.
Next December. No, he gets paid monthly. So never mind. He will see it effective July 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Super. So I will update that and have a.
So increasing ZA to 2,000. I mean, by 2,000 to 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
So first on that.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second that we bump to 5,000.
You guys are working on that.
All concur. All concur.
I mean, if you're asking for more money, it'd be a good thing if you were here.
Moving on to the highway budget, Chris is the expert here. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I mean, he really is.
You, I wouldn't know.
There's not a lot of significance here as you're looking at this. There's also two more documents behind it that you might want to pay attention to. We increased Summer Roads Class 3 and Winter Roads Class 2 and 3, both based on what we actually spent last year. I think materials are going up every year, and so therefore the budget is as well. The paving fund, we're leaving at $500,000. We currently have in reserve whatever your spreadsheet says, let me get over to there. Currently in reserve, we have $141,000. Chris talked to Tom, who thought it was going to be about $500,000 for next
year.
Yeah,
so I met with Tom the other day, and Tom didn't seem as hot on doing that two-year thing the other day as he originally was. And I think that's fine, because I personally, the more I thought about that, I just think it's complicated. I think it's hard to bid it. And I just think it could be sensitive for both parties. I don't think he knows how to budget 2 years out what his liquids are going to be based on the petroleum prices and everything else. So I think we're better off. So the plan this year will be to start out here and go up the hill to where we did 2 years ago. And that was a mess last year. So we don't really have a lot of culvert work to do there this year. He'll do the reclaim, grade, and compact, just like we've been doing. And we do have, and I think, I don't know that it's going to come into play so much this year, but I think the following year when we do down the road, we may be able to get a little revenue out of those millings. Mitch Plimpton is interested in buying them from us, and Mitch will also give us the place to store them down in his pit in West Warrensboro. So I don't think it's going to be a big generator of revenue, but it'll be something.
Yeah,
So it might offset some of the culvert work that has to be done on that part. So Tom felt that based on the mileage, it's about almost 1.3. He said, I think if you guys budget the $500,000, we're going to be safe. And then that'll give us some money to do that Penny Avenue thing that we wanted to do. And then there's always something that props up throughout the year. I'd also like to shim that box culvert down by the fire pond again. That's still moving there. So it's going to give us some extra money. So he thought that $500,000 was a pretty good figure for that. And that's about what we've been doing. And there's also the outside shot that we could get a grant because we've missed it the last 2 years. So if we get the $200,000, that gives us a good reserve for the following year, which is going to be an expensive project. And then that following year, we may be able to possibly look in, if we get a grant, maybe doing that half mile of county road like we've talked about. So, but that's kind of a big question mark.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it all falls. Right? Yeah. We don't know that. We don't know if we're going to get a grant. You know, there's more hands in the till in our district now, and they cut the funding last year. So
how much do we have to do down here? What's the distance on this?
It's about a mile, but he's got a lot more milling to do on that because some of that pavement is approaching 20 inches or 2 feet thick in places. So he's going to have to take a lot off of that to make that work. But this is a pretty straight up job up here. It's all going to be about a foot thick. You should be able to take a little bit off. It'll give us our shoulder material, grind it good. And like I said, we really don't have any culverts to replace up there because we did them about 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So that should be a pretty straight up job. And it'll.
How much do we have in the fund now? 140.
So. You know, we could conceivably have a good reserve if we get a paving grant, if they offer that program. So, where were we going next with this, Allie? I kind of interrupted you, I'm sorry.
No, that was good, because you have way more of an idea of what we're actually paving. Winter Roads Class 2 and 3, we did bump up. Last year we spent 138 almost on Winter Roads Class 2, so bumped that up to 140. Winter Roads Class 3, we bumped up to 120. Russian mowing, we left at 20, even though we spent a lot less there than we budgeted. Stewart is going to be doing the majority of the...
He's going to be doing at least some of it, yeah. Dana's just going to be able to do the cutter bar stuff, which is generally in the $6,000 figure usually. But since we bought that mower and Dana can't do the banks, we're putting in a little bit more for Stewart's time.
And then
he's
doing Stewart's out with the mulcher head on the excavator. That comes out of here too. So
yeah.
He's been doing more of that as well. Road signs, we left the same. Culverts, we put 50 in. It looks like we have about 16 in reserve right now. So that will put us, what needs to be done for culverts next year? I don't remember what we said.
Really only the unforeseen, which they always pop up each year. We don't really have, and the more I think about, we may be able to lower that number down a little bit because the reason that I threw that in there was when Tom had proposed doing that project, I thought it might be a good idea to do those this year. We may have to do them this year to prepare for him. But now that we're only doing that, we may be able to shave some of that off because there's always a few that pop up here and there, but they're not. We don't have any big ones that we have to do. We don't have any.
Are all the culverts done this way in good shape?
No. And even if we take some off that number, we would probably have enough to do them, even if we wanted to do them this summer.
Well, Hunter's number when he did all those, if I remember correctly, it was cheap, but it was...
Yeah, like he lost 20. His ass on it.
Yeah, he just wanted the work.
Yeah.
It was like 27.
Yeah, it was like 27 or 28.
And the guy that did Acers, or Brazers, sorry.
It was 13. But he had a third the amount of culverts to do.
Right, you know.
Yeah.
It seems to me that
So we have 16 in reserve.
Do you want to put it back down to 25?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think 25 will be will be more than adequate. And I have a fair amount of culverts in stock right now that we've already bought, okay. So a lot of it would just be labor.
All right.
Yeah, but even at that, that's not huge money.
No.
I think that pipe was going to be about $12,000, and it's probably just a couple of days of machine time.
Up by Al's house,
if we did that. I applied for a grant for it last year, but we didn't get it.
You can't be looking too good on yourself.
It's not terrible.
No.
You know, it's not terrible, and let a flood wash it out. No, seriously, that will get some money.
Irene didn't dig it out.
No, that's what I mean. Other than that, I mean, I think until we get to the equipment gets a little complicated, and I'll try to elaborate on that.
Guardrails we took out of the budget, so we have a reserve fund in place for guardrails that we have. We need a couple more things open.
17.8.
Yep. So took that out for now. Garage maintenance we bumped up a little bit. Because I'm eliminating the tools line item. That just come out of there. They're kind of one and the same, so I'm trying to simplify things. So one went up, the other got eliminated. Equipment and truck maintenance, we bumped back down last year. We had increased it because we needed new tires for the excavator, but should this be routine maintenance at this point, according to the master? The equipment fund is that other spreadsheet that I handed you. So I tried to put together sort of a schedule of if we keep setting aside $250,000 a year with these purchases in mind, this is kind of where we'll sit. So prior to July 1, we have to pay Viking for completing the new pickup. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of this year, we're projecting $285,000. Dump another $250,000 in next year, and then Chris's truck is due to be replaced. So we're looking at $334,000 at the end of next year, which puts us in good position to purchase the grader the following year to the tune of somewhere around $400,000. And then next in line would be Stewart's truck the following year. So this was just, I guess, kind of to see if a steady $250,000 every year was putting us where we needed to be, and it seems like it is. So there's that. It would allow for other, I mean, like all of the add-ons that got put onto the new pickup truck came out of this fund as well, like the new plow and the toolbox and the fuel tank and all of that sort of stuff that I pull out of this account as well. So
yeah, the big hits are my truck's already going over the typical replacement thing because of this anomaly that we have with Viking now. It's difficult to try to plan these things.
Or it takes a year and a half.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I need to talk to you guys about signing for the cabin chassis for my truck in order to get it in time because we're on Viking's schedule for a year from this March. But it's going to take us about 10 months to get the cabin chassis. So we need to kind of move on that now in order to have that ready for Viking for next year. And then the next big thing after that is I'm hoping that by about this time next year, we can put some ink on the paper to get a grader order because that's going to take about 8 months.
What happened with that deal with the...
Well, what happened was, I talked to Al a little about this the other day. I've been getting budget figures from Caterpillar and John Deere on the new grader. And then the Caterpillar salesman called me about 2 weeks ago and he said, I'm just going to throw this out to you. We had a town that we ordered one for that they couldn't pay for it. So he said, we have a brand new one sitting on the lot in Londonderry, New Hampshire. That's exactly what you want. And he held his trade-in price on ours from a year ago. But we were going to have to come up with about 380 something thousand bucks. And that was more than what we had in reserve. And then he started saying, well, you know, you could finance it. And his big thing was in 2 weeks on January 1st, they're going up 3%, which is about 12,000 bucks. And then Craig, the maker of the wing and the wing mount and the front hitch and everything, they're going up about 5%. So he said there's going to be about a $17,000 price increase if you wait. But when Allison and I looked at the lease purchasing, we were going to pay that much, if not more, in interest. So I'm kind of like, why deplete our funds to nothing to save $17,000 when it's going to cost us like $17,000 in interest? In my opinion, we'd be better to wait, order it from them next year, and then just be able to pay for it without having to screw around with prorated interest on the first year and then $17,000 in interest on the second year. It's kind of like a wash.
And on top of it, our graders don't work.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't need it right away. I mean, if we had had all the money, it probably would have been a great thing. You know, I mean, we would have saved a little money, but it's not like the one we have isn't going to last another year or two. And
what is wrong with
it? It's just, it's not that there's really anything wrong. It's just at that 20-year replacement point. So that's why I've been trying to put figures together so we know a couple of years in advance, because it's a big number. Yeah. It's our most expensive piece of equipment at this point. You know,
how long do we have that one? 20?
It's an 07. Yeah, so it's getting time, and
yeah.
It's getting. I mean,
you guys wash it a lot. It looks like.
Yeah, it's all right. There's always been some motor issues with it and stuff, but it's
kind of throws some dirt and shit on it a while when you want a new one. You know.
Yeah. Well, it's I could show you some flaws. I mean, it's going to need $18,000 of tires in another year. You know, I mean, that's one way of looking. You know, everything is. And this equipment thing is starting to become the most complicated part of my job, honestly. You try to plan this stuff, and then they're still kicking us down the road on this pickup. You know, it's this supply and demand thing, but when there's only one company in the whole state that builds these things, and there's 252 towns, somebody's got to wait. You know, well, whatever.
Seems like somebody wanted to get in on this.
I wish they would, you know, honestly. So anyway, I think what Allison has done is a pretty good projection of our best guess, you know, at this point.
It's a guess, but it's an educated guess.
Yeah.
You could call it two big bodies.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Start the paperwork tomorrow.
Well, honestly, I would be lost without her. So, and she makes, you know, she makes my job a lot easier trying to figure this stuff out, because I'm not smart enough to figure it all out. She is. So anyway. But I think, you know, I think that's what she's done is a pretty good projection of what we're going to need down the road. And then I hate to deplete those reserves, because if we have something catastrophic happen, even if the insurance covers it, that's a long process. And, you know, but I think her and I are on the same page with like what we have to increase, and it's, you know, it's not horrible.
All right.
So I think.
Cool. Super.
I think we're good.
Everybody happy?
Good. All right. Well, I'll have an updated final for you. When are you signing the warning? January 26th?
Well, it's going to be before February 1st. I think it's sometime between the 20th and the
1st. Mm-hmm. Well, the 26th looks like a great day.
19th is too early. Well, I guess if you could sign it, I just can't post it until then.
They're meeting on the
26th. Oh, right, 12th and 26th. Wrong window.
Past tense bedtime. I haven't seen him take a nap yet this meeting, so.
He's close to size. If
well, we're working kind of late tonight. We don't usually go beyond 9 o'clock.
Thank you.
The rate's going way.
Yeah, really.
We need to get time to
Who raised our pay last time? Was it the
listeners? The
auditors.
Auditors.
Right?
Yeah,
we don't have an auditor anymore, right? Well, I think it went to a vote of 10.
Yeah, I think it's a recommendation that the auditors make.
Yeah,
but you'd have to go tell me somebody wants to make a recommendation.
No, it has to be an article.
Well, I twisted my mother's arm.
You guys can put an article in.
Yeah, we'll get an article, right?
Yeah.
The
somebody else
needs a little more money.
Can we add an article for it? The selectmen have to request it?
You just put it in as an article and it gets voted on.
Now that there's no auditors, you got to do it in an article. Before they can recommend it as an article.
She's asking who can do this.
Right.
The article.
An article, I mean, you can.
Just put an article on and,
selectmen
approve the articles, so they can put what they want to on there.
Well,
I'm going to replace the town business. And the only thing they would have to do is accept any petition article.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
Yeah,
thank you.
See you
later. As much fun as we did.
Oh, no, I had a good time at the meeting. I didn't have fun asking for that much.
Show me money.
Shit.
Good luck with the rest of your meeting.
See you later.
Right?
See ya.
Have a good night,
thank
guys.
You.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Town Forest has been put off till January, right?
What's that?
Town Forest has been put off till January, right?
That's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ellie.
Good night, Ellie.
Good
change,
guys. Yeah. Good
wish
we
did. Yeah.
Nice try.
So, it's
so
really not
close.
You don't have much for us.
As I mentioned, I talked with Craig and I priced out a cab and chassis for the truck that's going to be built a year from now. And we should jump on that and get that ordered fairly soon. The price is $167,913. And he's going to work on kind of an appraisal figure for ours. He's interested in buying ours like he always does. So we'll pay the $167 up front. When we get it all back from Viking, he'll buy ours, and I'm guessing it should be in the neighborhood of $70,000 to $80,000 that we should be able to get for that coming back. If you're good with this, I just need a signature on the last page from you, Al, and then that way it'll get us into the system. It's from ATG. And it's for a Western Star truck, and the bottom line price is $167,913. So.
$167,913.
Yeah.
I'll make
the
motion
to
accept it.
So
I'll second it. And this is for your
yes.
truck?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And we likely won't see this until July of 27 by the time it's built.
And that's just the cabin chassis.
It is. And we already have the quote that we accepted from Viking two or 3 months ago. It's like $103,000. So there's that. There's a grant available from the state for, they're calling it the small scale safety grant. And, it covers things like pavement markings, crosswalk markings, signage, and that kind of stuff. And it's 100%, so there's no match to us. And I was thinking about, if you guys don't have a problem with it, maybe partnering with Jeff over at the ski area to see if it would probably cover some of that painting that we've been painting, you know, like the crosswalk painting. And I've talked with him briefly, and they'd like to upgrade like the lighting for the crosswalks. So if you guys, it'll cover up to $50,000 worth of stuff. So are you all right with him and I coming up with like a proposal, and if we partner with them? It's not going to cost really anybody anything if we get it.
Yeah.
And I was going to see if it might even cover the cost of those humps that they want to put in. It covers like rumble strips and that type of stuff. It doesn't say specifically speed bumps, but I was going to see if it'd be kind because it's a speed calming thing that promotes safety if they'll bite on that. So I'll work with him on coming up with a plan, and then we'll just apply for it. And it really doesn't cost us anything. Yeah. So there's that. The Grout Pond grant has been submitted. We talked about the new truck. It appears that we have another squatter up at Daniel Webster. And I've asked, so there's two parts to this. Last week during the storm, there was a truck and a camper in the ditch over on County Road, a guy pulling a camper. So when they got him out of there, he's up in the Grout Pond parking lot. So I made the National Forest cop aware of that, and he's going to get him out of there. He has until January 2nd to vacate. And then I also told him, I said, even though it's not really on your land, it's more on our land, I said, we got a guy who's set up some kind of a half-ass encampment up in the Daniel Webster Monument. So he said he's going to see if he can track him down.
We want to consider a gate on that.
I was going to say that. Then we got to put a gate on that road.
Well, I mean, we kind of created a monster years ago when we let Ralph start camping there, because then everybody thought it became a campground.
Yeah.
And it is. During the summer, sometimes there's four or five campers.
Right, because I remember we discussed this last year. Technically, you're not supposed to spend the night up there.
Right.
It was day use only.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's up to you guys. I mean,
well, why don't we discuss it next?
Because there's nothing there other than a monument in a place to camp.
Right.
So if you put a gate up there, you stop the camping.
Yeah.
Which is the privilege has been a problem.
Yeah. Or at the very least, start with signage that says day use only, no camping.
Yeah. I mean, the kicker is that, you know, like Cooch and Grayson went up there, you know, and like I've camped up there.
Yeah.
It's a nice spot to camp.
I hate
the kicker is. You know, you got people who go up there for a Saturday night, and then you got people who want to be there for a month and a half.
Yeah. No, exactly. And some people, there's no problem with it, but then you end up with this, you know, and
those squatters that have to squat somewhere.
Yeah. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe we talk about it on the next month.
Yeah.
9:15.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something to be thinking about.
Let's talk about a journey.
Yeah. But that's...
Oh, you got grandkids at home.
That's really all I have for you. I just wanted you guys to be aware, so if somebody goes by and sees this, new National Forest cop said he'll see if he can track the guy down and tell him that he can't be there. And then we'll go from there. I have a feeling that this clown in the Toyota pickup that's up in the parking lot is going to land in the wreck area. And if he does, I'm going to tell him to get the hell out of there, too, because that's not a campground. But other than that, I don't really have anything. Everything's just kind of going along as usual. And, you know, we're just plowing the sand in. What are we going to do?
All right.
The
next thing was a... Ray had the fact that the ski resort hadn't fixed their fire alarm at the base lodge, and they'd gotten, I think, four separate alarms that they hadn't fixed it. March 8th, August 30th, December 8th, December 13th. So we're obliged to charge them a fee of $400, and that's what this letter is.
Well, I mean, we had this conversation.
Yeah, they get two for nothing, and according to the ordinance, they get the first two without a charge. The remainder, there's a fee of $200.
That's
a $400 fee.
Yep.
Okay, go ahead. The first and second on there.
So moved.
Okay.
I don't know what
Borough Path Finders is request town hall for December 27th. Anybody better?
What's that?
I said, anybody better to do?
Place to go ride anymore.
We rode from opening day, we rode from the 710 down to the gravel pit and back up. It's probably the nicest section of trail we rode that day. Been groomed at 25 times.
Yeah, that's why they're so selling it now. They drag it all up, idiots. And they just let people pack it for a couple of days and, you know.
Minutes of last reading.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Any other business that may legally come?
Yeah, I think there is one thing.
I think about a couple tables and chairs. That's what's going on 27.
Yep. Sounds good to me. There is one more thing. Well, I got an email from Victor about this. About this river corridor thing. So I think we should probably give them a decision. And I mean, I don't see how it can really hurt us. I mean, it's not going to cost us anything, but just let Melissa go ahead with that.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but that's working with the Planning Commission.
Yeah.
To update the zoning regs, and there's a lot to do.
Right. I just think they wanted our blessing in it, so I think I don't see how it can hurt us, and it's not going to cost us anything. It's just.
Well, so it's going to be a lot of work for the Planning Commission. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah, that would be a lot of information.
So
they
get into the state.
Oh, yeah.
No matter.
All right, let's do this. Well, yeah, it'll be done. It'll take a while.
Okay.
The one I'm not running again, so I'm not going. As of March, I'm going.
We're in the middle of discussing something.
Oh.
Try to focus.
Anyway. No.
I think all we have to do is just say that we support it, and I think Alyssa's going to do a lot of the legwork, and then it's going to fall on the Planning Commission.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But I think.
Well, you're getting out of the way, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. We're adjourned. So we were going to just tell her yes?
Yeah, I could just email Victor back and say that we decided that we were in support of it. She'll take it from there. It, like I said, there's no cost to us or anything like that. It's just one of these things.
So 9:20.
Yep.
Second. Aye.
So what are we going to raise our pay to?
$500 a meeting.